At first view, perhaps we think it a bit strange that the church in its liturgical calendar celebrates a feast with the title, the Chair of St. Peter. Perhaps we wonder the same thing when we celebrate in the course of our year those four feasts celebrating the dedication of one of those four great basilica churches in the city of Rome. But behind the feasts is something very fundamental to our faith. We're not celebrating necessarily the feast of a literal chair, but it represents precisely what Jesus directly and immediately gives to St. Peter as a particular ministry, his authority to do two things, to guide and shepherd the church, as well as to teach with the same power and authority in matters of faith and morals that Jesus himself teaches. It's a tremendous responsibility given to St. Peter and to those who succeeded him in his office. Today we celebrate precisely that. From the beginning, you read in the Acts of the Apostles, it is Peter who is the one who speaks for and to the rest, not in his own name, but under the power of God the Holy Spirit. It wasn't just Peter beat everyone else present to the punch when Jesus asked that timeless question, but who do you say I am? Because Jesus acknowledges it wasn't Peter, it was the power of his Father in the Holy Spirit inspiring Peter to speak and speak boldly. And so that's what we celebrate. It has been this way from the beginning, and it will be this way until the end of the world. We have a successor to Peter. We have a vicar of Christ on earth to whom we owe the same respect that the other apostles gave to him. Not because he's in some way better or his successors are better than the rest of us, but because it is the will of Christ himself, the one who has founded the one true church, to stand in his place until he returns to us. And so we honor that tremendous, faith-filled, courageous office which Peter and each of his legitimate successors have held down to this day. We should thank God for it and for those great saints who have held it. But also, the church wants us to recognize that the faith of Peter is our faith. And so with the same fidelity, the same courage, we are expected to express and live the faith as he did.